Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, and welcome to today's inspiration. I'm Lisa Berry. How are you doing? Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully you're doing okay. Life is interesting. Always something going on. But I'm here to bring you some love and some laughter and fill you up with happiness and maybe change your perspective and how you look at life, and you can live a happier, more well-balanced life, because why would you want to live any other way? I've been through a lot in my life. It shaped my perspective. That's how I look at it. And I want to share that with you. I know I cannot make you feel a certain way or think a certain thing or be anyone that you're not. I can only share what I've been through and possibly open your mind to a new way of thinking and open your life to more happiness. Why would you want to live any other way? Life is short. We only have this moment. Let's enjoy it the most that we can to our best ability. Every day you think as you wake up, today I am fortunate to be alive. I have a precious human life. I'm not going to waste it. I can't take credit for that quote that was the Dalai Lama, but that certainly is how I feel. Present moment awareness, all we have is right now. Dr. Rudy Tanzi, who wrote the book Super Brain, who I had the privilege of interviewing here on today's inspiration, said, tell your brain every day, all we have, everything is okay right now, and all there is right now. And you can hear that interview here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. The day is written July 2nd, if you want to go back into the catalogs and find it, because that was a big day for me. I was very grateful to have the opportunity to talk to such a smart, wonderful person. He works for Harvard University. He does research on the brain. He's trying to find a cure for Alzheimer's, which seems like he keep hearing more and more about. I've known several people who've had to deal with parents with that. What a challenge. What a lesson in patience that is for the child of a parent with Alzheimer's. So check out that interview. Check out Super Brain. He wrote that book with Deepak Chopra, who I live in and I'm broadcasting to you from the Detroit area. Deepak's coming to town at the end of this month. I'm pretty bummed. I don't think I'm going to be able to go see him, but if you live in the Detroit area and you haven't heard, go to Deepak's website, and I'm sure you can find out all the information. In fact, I know Body, Mind, Spirit Guide has the information on it. If you've seen the wonderful magazine that Penny Golden and her crew puts out, it's all over southeastern Michigan, and I'm sure you can look online as well for that information. So I'm grateful to Penny for giving me this opportunity. I'm grateful for you for listening. It's all about gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. I walk around all day long. It's a frame of mind, but it just kind of opens your heart and opens your world. And I'm don't take anything for granted. I call myself a moment saverer. I try to cherish every moment and be in the moment and appreciate the goodness of the moment, because life is, you know, it's a journey. It's a challenge. There's always something, and we always have so much to think about and take care of. Our health, of course, is our number one priority, because the healthier you are physically and mentally, the longer you're going to live and the happier you're going to be, the more you're going to enjoy that journey. So, of course, we need to exercise. That's what everyone tells us. And I haven't worked out in like 3 weeks. So don't think I'm better than you, because that's what I'm talking about. It's just something on my mind that I keep thinking about. And then it's perspective. Everything is perspective. It's how you choose to look at life. And attitude. Attitude is everything. What attitude do you have? If you want to see goodness, then look for goodness. And if you want to see trouble, then you get what you expect. In fact, I saw this great, I don't know if I have a quote yesterday from Neil Donald Walsh, and he wrote a great book. And I saw this quote that he said, you know, you're basically seeing everything that you want to see. Well, here it is. Neil Donald Walsh. How you experience your life depends on how you look at it. If you look at it as a constant stream of difficulties and challenges, messes and problems, it'll show up that way. If, on the other hand, you see it as a continuing flow of good fortune, one good thing after another, that is what you'll encounter. And I love that. And I know people are saying, sure, right, yeah, you know, stuff happens and you don't. Hey, I've been there. I had a not great childhood, challenges all. I mean, that's life. I watched too many episodes of The Love Boat and The Brady Bunch. I guess that dates me. And I thought, you know, there'd be a happy ending in 25 minutes. And one thing after the other, after the other, after the other kept happening. And I realized that's life. We're all swimming upstream. So I have the tools and have the perspective to look at it from a healthy way. And that's why I do this show. That's what I want to share with you and help you. Because we all are going to have the same ending. I look at life from the end forward. We're all having the same ending. I mean, we can sit here and debate, and I would love to talk to you. This show is live right now, and if you're listening on this Wednesday, 646-378-0378, you can call in and be my guest, and we can chat, because that's what it's all about, connecting with you and having conversations. It doesn't have to be all me. I'd love to hear what's on your mind. 646-378-0378. But otherwise, I'm going to look for the best. I'm going to expect the best. I literally wake up every day, and maybe I'm blessed, but that's how I'm wired, and I think, ooh, what good thing's going to happen today? So I'm looking for good things. I'm looking for miracles. I woke up, that's a miracle. You're a miracle. A human body is so complex. If you study it at all or know anything about how it works, it's glorious. It's a glorious miracle, and you are, and I am, and we are all here for a reason. Even if you weren't planned. You know, I'm one of five kids, and I'm sure my parents didn't say, hey, let's have another one. Let's make a Lisa. You know, I'm sure I came about, and they used to bother me at first. I used to think, oh, you know, but then I am here, and that's a miracle, and you're here, and that's a miracle, and we woke up today, and that's a miracle, and yeah, there's a lot of stuff to wade through, but wade through it and look for the good stuff and expect even more good stuff. It's all good stuff. It's all how you look at it. And it's how you create your life. I know so many people who are, there's so much drama and everything's wrong. And time after time you hear from them and it's all bad things. And I think they're fueled by that. I think negativity lights their fire. And, you know, sometimes people think that gives them value if they're super busy. I'm so busy. Well, you're busy and you think that gives you value. Well, yeah, when we are busy, we do have things that we need to do. But if you want to be relaxed, if you want to be happy, you can be. You can take a deep breath. And I know it's a challenge. I don't think I'm a low-key person, but I try to be centered in calm. I love that. I try to be centered in calm and take a deep breath and just be the best you that you can be. What else can you do? Who else can you be? Now, if you're not nice, then yeah, that's not being the best that you can be. Maybe you need to work on that. But come from a place of love. Come from a place of yes. That's what someone said to me recently, and I got so excited because I don't like no people. I like to shop, and you go, and the salesperson wants to tell you why it's not on sale and why you can't use that coupon and why you can't, you know, and I think that's a no person. Why are you even here? I don't want to know. I want a yes person. Let's be yes people. How can I help you? How can we make this possible? Let's open up our worlds and our minds and our hearts and our souls and our pocketbooks and whatever we need to open up and figure out how we can help others, because that's what we're really here for. A life that you live all about me and all about yourself and all about what can I get out of it is not a life well lived. That's my opinion. I know I shouldn't be judging. But I'm just saying that so maybe you'll think about it a little bit. What can you do for others? Why am I here? Self-awareness is so important. And that's where meditation comes in. I love to meditate. It's not easy, but it's a great thing to do for yourself. It eases anxiety, lowers your blood pressure. It gives you healthy hormones. It can de-age you. And it's just a few minutes of quieting all the chitter-chatter in your mind. And then sometimes I know you're going to think this sounds interesting. I lift up out of my own body. Now that I'm not a guru. I'm not anything spiritual. I'm not any unusual. I mean, people have their gifts and people can see things and predict things. I'm not claiming any of that, but I do like to meditate. And I do like to just get out of your own mind and sometimes rise up above your body. David G, DAVIDJI, one of my favorite meditation teachers. In fact, I'm this close to having him on the show. It's just a scheduling situation. He does a meditation, and you can find him on his website, davidg.com, or SoundCloud, if you're familiar with that. And he literally has you rise up out of your body and into the sky and into the clouds and floating over buildings. And to those of you who are new to this or sitting in your office going, what is she talking about? Don't knock it till you've tried it. It's not an acid trip. There's no narcotics involved. It's simply being in touch with your own body and your own mind and getting out of this place that sometimes can be so troublesome and can sometimes get us down, and just get away from it and relax and find out who you are and what your gifts are and why you're here. I started meditating a few years ago and found out who I am and what my greatest gift is. And I'll tell you, in case you haven't listened before or heard, my greatest gift, Lisa Berry, is I have a large capacity to love. And that's why I do this show, because I want you to know it's going to be okay. Because you, even if you're going through the worst thing, believe me, I lost a sister to breast cancer. I had a son who was a teenager who had a tumor in his spine, was paralyzed. Now he's on his feet and doing fantastic. And I've been through it. You know, my childhood was, they recently came out with this, I don't know if you heard the news story, an ACE test about all the traumas you went through in a childhood and how that impacts your health as an adult. And there's a score, 0 to 10. And the higher the score, meaning the more traumatic things you went through as a child, you know, the higher your chances of not being as healthy as an adult. And I was a 6. I thought it would be higher than that, actually. I was a 6 out of 10. So I've been through it, been there, and I know you have too. I know we all have. That's life. Who has? I would like to know somebody who had a just a peachy, wonderful, my parents loved me, I had everything I wanted growing up, I'm healthy life. Does that exist? If it does, call me, 646-378-0378. Or you can always email me if you're listening at a later date, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. And I want to hear about your lovely life, because I know I've been through my challenges, and I know a lot of people who've been through challenges, but you use those challenges to make yourself better. You use those challenges to grow. Otherwise, they're wasted. Otherwise, you just sit in a corner and think, I'm not going out there anymore. It's too rough out there. And things happen and people are mean and I don't like it. Or you can just say, that's life, and get on with it. And I can say that because I've had my share of not so wonderful things happening. And yes, you got to go through it at that time, but you can still tell yourself, that's life, and I'm here for a reason, and what can I do for someone else? Sometimes I find when you're encountering your own personal problems, when you focus on somebody else, what you can do for somebody else, it takes the focus off yourself, and then you don't have to have a pity party or feel sorry for yourself, but you can do things for other people. So when you've had challenges in life, grow from them. Think about, why did this happen to me? Because I think that's why I am here at this very moment, sitting in this very chair with my heart wide open, giving you all the love that I have to give and trying to cheer you up and make you laugh, because I get it. I've been there. And I want you to know that that's how it goes, and you're okay, and you are here for a reason, and you are a miracle, and you are meant to be, and you are special, and you are valuable. And you can do it. And I'm not just saying that, rah, rah, rah. I mean it. 646-378-0378. I've been through what I've been through to be where I am right now. And when I say I have love to share with you, I mean it. I mean, yeah, life is tough and people have their moods. But I think dealing with people is one of the most interesting challenges of life, because even though I think we're all one, and I think that helps me to know that we all are one, that we are all connected, We're all a lot different, too, and everybody, if that's where perspective comes in. Everybody sees things differently. And when you realize that and you have respect, I think respect is so important in life. When you have respect for someone else and you realize that they see things differently than you, that opens a door. That opens a door to a better relationship, more peace for yourself, more pleasant encounters between the two of you, even forgiveness. I can't imagine walking around so angry at somebody else who you feel has hurt you, that you're hurting yourself carrying that around. Let it go. I mean, my parents did the best job that they could do based on where they came from. So I can't say I'm happy about what happened growing up, but I don't blame them. And I'm not going to carry that hurt and anger around with me. It's like carrying around a little bit of poison, and then not hurting them. They're gone. My parents have left this earth many, many years ago. They've left me with a few scars and some not so great memories, but that's okay. It is what it is, and I choose to look at it as they did the best that they could based on what their childhoods were like. And I'm not going to carry around hurt and anger. I don't want to be wounded. I don't want to waste a day. Every day is such a gift, and why would you want to waste it being angry and being hurt? Move on, pick up, be happy, look up. still working on the law of attraction, although I think it is actually kind of working out for me. It's more of an inner thing, I think. They say that you attract who you are. The energy you put out there is the energy you attract back. And I had that experience. We put out some sunflower seeds for the birds. Still having winter here in Michigan. We had a little bit of a warm-up, but it's pretty chilly still today. And the birds are still looking for things to eat. So we put out some sunflowers. And you know what it attracted? Beautiful red cardinals, which it's like my morning routine. I get my camera, I stand by the window, and I wait for the cardinals to come because they're nature. And they're beautiful, and it's such a miracle how they, although are you familiar with angry birds? I took a close-up of a red cardinal, and I'd be happy to share it with you if you'd like to see it, or I put it on Twitter. You can follow me at Lisa Barry, Lisa_Barry, actually, B-A-R-R-Y. And if you look at a cardinal up close, it looks like the angry birds. That's pretty funny. So it's not angry, though. It's a vivid, beautiful color of red that occurs naturally, and they fly around the world and they're free, and hopefully birds don't have a lot of problems in their life. They're looking for food and they've come to the right place. But my point was, now that I'm going off on this bird tangent, is that we put out the sunflower seeds and it attracted the cardinals. So if you want to attract happy, loving people, then put out happy, loving vibes. If you want to attract fun, funny people, then be fun and funny. And if you want to attract an opportunity in your life, and put your talents out there. It's what you put out there. And so many people are insecure, and then I hear that part, that could be genetic, and that's too bad, but then work on yourself. Don't be afraid. Look up and look out and reach out and be happy. I love meeting people. I love connecting with people, and I'm grateful for all the opportunities that I have to do that. But work on not looking back with fond memories, but enjoying the moment you are in right now. Recently, got to go on a trip, and I tried so hard to be in that moment and enjoy my surroundings and enjoy the people I was with. And, you know, people are crabby. So when I tell you this, when I encourage you to look at life this way and be this way, please know that I don't live on Maui, and I am not surrounded by people who adore me and fan me and feed me grapes. I'm in the real world just like you. I face the same challenges and people and traffic and illnesses just like you. But I'm choosing to look at life this way, and that is what I'm trying to tell you. You have a choice. You have a choice what to think. You have a choice how to feel. You have a choice what to say. I'm just getting over a super duper bad cold, and I don't like getting sick. I don't like to let myself get in that place. Sometimes your immune system gets lowered because of stress or circumstances, and that's what I feel like happened. But every day I'm like, I'm ignoring it. I'm going to get over it. It's been a while. I don't know. I think I've damaged my sinus cavities, but it's okay. I'm not giving power to the cold. So, anyway, so I'm on this trip, and everyone I'm with is cranky, and we're in this beautiful setting, and I'm trying to enjoy that moment. I want, like, this is not going to happen again. We're in this amazing place. Why are we not being happy? And now I'm looking back at the pictures, and the more the time goes from being there and looking, that's why I love to take pictures, so you can remember the moment and go back and be in that moment. The farther away I get from it, the more spectacular I realize it was. And this is from someone who tried really hard to be in that moment. I really put effort into it, and I enjoyed it as much as I could under those circumstances, but I'm enjoying it even more now. But the job is to enjoy the moment you're in right now. Don't waste it. These people I was with should not have been crabby. We were in a spectacular situation, and we should have been enjoying it as much as we could. So that takes some presence awareness. And make the most of every moment. That's what I'm big on. Make the most of every moment and have the present awareness to know that what's happening right now is the most important thing in your life. And hopefully you can enjoy the heck out of it. If not, take pictures. Then you can go back and look at it. I recently came across a list of five things to make you happy. Five ways to be happier. Because happiness is so important to me. And I know people say, well, I can't be happy. I'm good with content. Well, whatever works for you, however you define it. As I said at the start of the show, I'm not here to tell you what to think or how to feel or how to be. I'm here to share my perspective. So five ways to be happier. Guess what number one is? Exercise. Human bodies are designed for regular physical activity. and you need to exercise. That'll help you be happier. Follow an anti-inflammatory diet. Now, I'm intrigued by this because inflammation, I don't know how deep you go into to health or not, but inflammation is the cause of a lot of problems. So you need to look into following an anti-inflammatory diet. Now, take fish oil and vitamin D. There's been some recent research on vitamin D. That's like the new vitamin of the hour. And one way you get that is through sunshine. And I'm not saying go lay out in the sun because we all know that that is bad for your skin. I have a friend who says everybody looks better tan. And I love to get tan. When I was little or younger, I used to go swimming and I was outdoors all the time. Now we're learning a couple of bad sunburns and you could be in line for skin cancer. So you got to be careful in the sun, but maybe through a window. Vitamin D is so good for you now, and we're hearing more and more about it. And if you're down and maybe depressed, there are some herbs that you can take, including St. John's wort. Now, of course, people in the strict medical world will say, oh, that doesn't work. Like, I have had this cold, and people around me don't want to get it. We've been taking echinacea, and I don't know if that works. Well, it works. It could work if you think it does. It's placebo effect. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I hear about that a lot. People, they did some research recently on a drug and they didn't know if it worked or not, but if people thought it worked, in some cases it actually did, even though they weren't getting the actual drug. And then how to be happier? Have gratitude. One powerful method for increasing your ability to express gratitude is to keep a journal. Now, I've not done the journaling thing because I literally like to walk around and look around me and have gratitude for the littlest things to the biggest things. You know, if you're having a moment and something spectacular is happening, and then it's good to take time and think, wow, look at this. I'm in this moment and I have gratitude for it. But I've talked about taking out the trash, how lucky I am that I have trash pickup, and how lucky I am that I have a home and a house over my head and health insurance, and how lucky I am that I think that I'm programmed to wake up to be happy. And maybe you're not. And that's why I'm here, to help you so that you are, so that you do realize that every day is a precious gift and you are a miracle. So every week I encounter a lot of different thoughts during the week, and I like to keep track of them and share them with you. And I found a quote from Galileo, of all people. It says, you cannot teach a man anything. You can only help him to find it within himself, or a woman in this case. And I thought that Galileo was even talking about that. There are so many people out there, so many different. Einstein's birthday was last week. And if people think of Einstein as this genius in the theory of relativity, but if you really look into it, Einstein talked about love. And Einstein talked about, and one of my favorite Einstein quotes is that you can look at life that like everything is a miracle or nothing is a miracle. I think everything's a miracle. When you think about it, we take so much for granted. I'm looking around right now, I have a brick fireplace, and I think somebody had to make those bricks and put it together, and that's their gift. We're all here on this planet, and we all have different gifts, and you need to find out what that is. So that's where self-awareness comes in. Know who you are and what really matters. But quoting Galileo, you cannot teach a man anything, but you can only help him find it within himself. And that's why I do the show. I want to help you find within yourself, why are you here? What are your gifts? Who am I? That's one of the simple meditations you can start out with, to say, who am I? You just breathe deep, and then you say, you don't want to hear me breathe deep right now because of my cold, and just say, who am I and why am I here? Just breathe and ask yourself those questions, and the answers will come to you. It's not magic. It's not a Ouija board. It's not one of those little black balls that you turn around and the answer comes to. You got to find it in yourself. So that is something that I highly recommend. It doesn't have to be a big fancy meditation. It's just a simple thought process. I came across another Dalai Lama quote. I love the Dalai Lama. Choose to be optimistic. It feels better. I love that. You can. It's a choice. You can be pessimistic and expect the worst, and that's probably what you're going to get. And even if you can be pessimistic and expect the worst, and if something glorious can happen, you're still going to see it as negative because that's who you are and that's where you're coming from. Or you can choose to be optimistic and look up and expect good things, and maybe something not so great will happen, but you can still get excited about it. You can still get excited about it because that is your choice. Somebody that I follow on Twitter that I highly recommend, I actually reached out to him and never heard from him, but I still love him anyway, Ralph Marston. He writes just basic down-to-earth thoughts, and I connect with each and every one of them. And one of the things he said that I love the most is, even if you have nothing, you can enjoy everything. Even if you have nothing, you can enjoy everything. So I think me being an optimistic person, and somebody once talked about a Pollyanna and, you know, how that's, oh, no, that's wrong. You should be looking for the worst and preparing for the worst. And like, oh, call me a Pollyanna. I don't care. Call me. Tell me I'm all about hearts and daisies. Good. I am. That's my choice. And why wouldn't you want to be about hearts and daisies? So anyway, you can, an optimistic person can expect something, and something happens, and maybe it's not that great, but if you're an upbeat, optimistic person, you're going to get excited anyway. I like to be excited. I like to be happy. I want to put out that happy, excited energy and bring it all back in. That's who I want to connect with. That's what I want to create in my life. That's who I want to be. And it's your choice. You get to be who you want to be. You are who you were born to be. But you got to know who that is. Everything in life is a choice. You control the dream by making the choices. And here is a very, very, get a pen and write this down. It's not what happens to you. It's how you choose to respond. Again, it's a choice and it's a thought process. And maybe you're not used to coming to life from that perspective, but it is a choice. Everything in life is a choice. You control the dream by making the choices. So, you know, that's something, it's a good parenting tip. If you have kids, you just, I mean, obviously when they're two, you can't control them and not influence them to realize that they're making choices. But I mean, I think you can a certain amount. But when the kids get older and they make choices, and whether it's to obey the law or not obey the law, they have to live with the consequences. Our job as parents is to empower our kids to be responsible and to live with the consequences of the choices they make, not to do it for them. And believe me, I'm preaching to the choir on this one. I learned that lesson. Why, you know, I love to do things for other people. So, and that of course includes my children. I want them to have the best life possible. But it gets to a certain point where they don't have self-confidence if you don't teach them how to do it for themselves. And then that's how they feel accomplished. It's a very fine line to walk as a parent, to want to be there for your kids and help your kids, but then you want to empower them to learn how to take care of themselves. So it's a you walk back and forth of how much you should be there for them, how much you should let them make their own choices and live with the consequences. And that, some people call that tough love in some situations, but you know that's how it works out, and that's best for them. So you make the choice. You control the dream. It's not what happens to you. It's how you choose to respond. And then be self-aware and love yourself. If you don't love yourself, then who's going to love you? Think about it. If you don't love yourself, what energy and what image are you putting out there? You love yourself and you want other people to love and respect you. I'm going to do a show on respect, because I don't know. I think there's a lack of respect in a lot of relationships, and I think that's part of the problem. Peace comes from you. Peace comes from the way you choose to be, and you do have a choice. We're all the same here. No one is better than anyone else. It's all about the choices you make. I love to think that. People who excel and succeed are just like you and I. We're all people, ordinary people, making extraordinary choices. So I don't want to waste my gift, my journey, my existence here on Earth. I want to make good choices. I want to be an extraordinary person, and I want to make a difference in the world, and I want to connect with people and share my love and encourage you to be happy and well-balanced and be self-aware and meditate and exercise and all hold hands and kumbaya, that's me. And if you email me, lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. And I'm going to leave you with one other thought I encountered this week. I thought it was very interesting. Don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. You have the power. You have the control. Don't give your power away. You are in charge of yourself, and be the best self that you can be. I'm available to speak to groups and organizations. You can fly me around the world. I'd be happy to reach out and connect with you. Email me, lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I very much look forward to connecting with you again soon.